Thank you.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about the Pleiadian project called Activating Your Star Chakra. And as well, we'll be getting some yoga tips from Sri Swami Satchidananda and getting people kind of up to date with some interesting astrology as related to events that are coming up towards the end of this year. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om
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 Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Thank you.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my gratitude and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience, just for being you, because you're already making the optimum difference just by being you. And others find out about the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I'd like to also extend an offer to our listeners to contact me via the internet with program content suggestions, as well as nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing information, techniques, and concepts that you pick up from this program. So you can always contact me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is, and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. If you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma and technology as much as humanly possible. And, you know, in preparing for tonight's program, I definitely try to keep a little bit abreast of current events. And usually something grabs my eye, and that becomes kind of the center for information for that particular show. One of the things that kind of came across my attention this week was a program that was put on, and I highly recommend you watch this. It's by James Rink, and he's a former super soldier. And the name of the show is Super Soldier Talk, and the title of the program is Introduction to the Secret Space Program. And it's not so much the Secret Space Program that really is the most important thing, in my opinion. The most important thing is that it goes back in time to sort of from the 1930s and 40s and 50s and brings people up to speed with what's really been happening on the Earth with the Secret Space Program. There's so many connections and information concerning who's running the planet. It does touch upon some of the extraterrestrial groups as well as the groups on the surface that are running the show. And I think if you watch this program and then start to put everything else that you're seeing, even if it's alternative media or even the mainstream stuff that's out there, you start to really be able to get a much more of a deeper understanding as to exactly what's going on the planet right now. Although that program doesn't really get into the ascension process, but it certainly lays the groundwork. And although I'm not certain when there's going to be this big shift from 3D to 5D, I just know that it's going to happen at some point. And there have been some really interesting reports coming out in the last few months. One of those came from a gentleman who went to the Telos, which is an inner Earth city of Lemurian nature underneath Mount Shasta. And apparently his mission there was solely to spread information from the chief person there, Adamus, and relay a message to the surface that on December 21st, 2020, there would be a grand shift occurring. And we also hear from many of the scholars who study the Mayan calendar. We hear that in the long count, Mayan calendar, actually 2012, December 21st of 2012, is actually December 21st, 2020, for those that kind of know a lot about the Mayans, because a significant portion of their population ascended from this planet to higher dimensions, why there's no trace of the majority of them. And we're also, I've reported on this program, that Solara on Ra, that's S-O-L-A-R-A, on A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra has a couple of videos out, the 0808 octahedron equinox activation, which talks about a portal that's been opened now that is directly linked to the fifth dimension and the new Earth. And also her channeling as well of an urgent message, September equinox urgent message, also from Pleiadian sources, that really suggests to people to spend more time focusing on connecting with the 5D energies that are coming our way and have been for some time now, as opposed to getting too much lost in mainstream news or even alternative news, at least to the extent that if you can, you know, ascertain information, that's fine. But if you get to the point where you start to get angry, depressed, or in fear, then definitely these are not good frequencies to be stuck in at this time, at this important time. So although I'm not making any claims about the exact date of this split in timeline, shall we call it, but I am aware that there was an amalgamation of timelines, and it's what we commonly call the Mandela effect. So if you know of anything, if you know anything about the Mandela effect, you'll know that that was an amalgamation of two timelines. And that there'll also be the opposite of that, which will be a splitting of the timelines, which will occur at some point as the ascension process creates the new Earth in 5D. And I might also add that a very significant and celestial alignment will also happen this year. One of them is that Jupiter and Saturn will be so close together that they'll seem as one. And that occurs on December 21st, 2020. So those two, on a clear night at least, would look like a large star or even a sun, apparently. And also, there was a celestial alignment which began on February 20th of this year and lasts until December 17th. And it is a Pluto and Jupiter conjunction. And during this period, star portals open up and exotic particles contained in the cosmic plasma field are charging up the sun like a giant supercapacitor, which will soon discharge as an epic and amazing light event that will be witnessed by everyone that's on the surface of the Earth. And the massive inbound wave of white magnetic 5D central sunlight that will come into the Earth began in the spring of 2020, and it builds to an apex all year long as the 2020 Stargate fully opens and will culminate in a grand solar flash near the end of this year. That's according to Pleiadian information. And interestingly enough, the following prehistorical events in Earth's ancient timeline occurred when there was this Pluto and Jupiter star conjunction. For example, Tiamat, which was the planet that existed between Mars and Jupiter, was destroyed. The beginning and end of the Ice Age happened. Prehistoric species extinction happened. The coming of the Anunnaki happened. The Great Deluge happened. The first created modern humans happened. The beginning and ending of the Lemurian and Atlantean civilizations happened. And the beginning and end of the Builder race and the disappearance of the Mayan culture and the Pleiadian departure from Earth all happened during times when there was this Pluto-Jupiter conjunction. Kind of interesting events. And that also is occurring at the end of this year. So we're getting more and more information relating to events occurring at the end of this year. There is also an event that was started in 2019. It was called the Pleiadian Operation Star Chakra. And I'd like to share with you one of the transmissions that came from a channeling from Pleiadian sources. And it's also called Operation Andara, because the 5D Pleiadian Special Forces of Light aboard advanced light craft in Earth's solar system are deflecting powerful 5D 40 hertz plasma light waves originating from the central sun, which is the galactic core, off of Earth's sun and then on towards the Earth. The purpose of this special cosmic Pleiadian Earth mission is to assist in the great spiritual evolution of humanity. The massive galactic operation is comprised of several submissions described as follows. Pleiadian Operation Andara Phase 1 included the deployment of protocol Command PB Stardust, where Pleiadian medical officers and healers used advanced crystal energy technology to access the central nervous system of the starseed human body to ease physical body discomforts and correct energetic imbalances in the layered body system. The other purpose of this mission phase was to use ancient monatomic crystal technology to emit an intense 5D gamma energy field around planet Earth that worked to clear energetic blockages from the seven body chakras and to separate and allow low vibrational energies that are connected to the starseeds of Earth. This extended to physically clearing all types of 3D matrix bondage and life difficulties from the lives of the starseeds stationed here. Phase 2 of Operation Andara was to open a central sun portal that provided the first escape route from the 3D matrix reincarnation trap after 350,000 years of incredible bondage on the Earth. The central sun portal that was opened on I guess it was 3/21 of 2019, and is still open, resonates at 40 to 100 hertz and leads directly to the 5D New Earth. The Earth Alliance has reported recently that both of these two phases of Pleiadian Operation Andara were a grand success. Soon after this, after 3/21 of 2019, Operation Andara subproject Atlantis was initiated by 5D light forces and involved billions of light beings riding tens of thousands of huge advanced 5D stellar craft that projected beams of high-frequency Andara gamma plasma towards the Earth. This operation purpose was to solidify the formation of the new Earth 5D crystalline diamond light grid. This new 5D energetic crystal matrix is being finalized right this moment and will serve as the backbone for the new Earth civilization. The Pleiadians are here. They have been here for a time, and they want you to see the reality of what is happening right before your eyes. They want you to understand and know that what you have been waiting for so long is no longer a distant dream, but a reality. Are you a believer yet? You most likely don't need physical proof that something amazing is changing inside of you and that something grand is transforming all around the cosmos and on planet Earth. Dear beings of light, Earth is the most precious and magical place in this grand universe. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the vast cosmos. This is why you're here, and also why billions of benevolent light beings are surrounding this planet at this very hour. You know that something incredible is happening behind the scenes, and this planet is about to undergo a major positive transformation that is mind-boggling. The Pleiadians like to place hidden keys and signs that are designed to trigger you and wake you up on your amazing spiritual awakening path. They will place things right in front of your eyes, but just out of the view of the being who cannot see what you see yet. Would you love to see the beginning physical formation of this new Earth 5D grid physically? This new Earth grid is now visible and very clear on the Schumann resonance graphics. If you look close enough and zoom in a bit, it looks like a geometric mesh of thin white lines that peak at 40 hertz in frequency. The fifth dimension new Earth heaven resonates at exactly 40 to 100 hertz and is the gamma state of consciousness. Pretty amazing, yes? We came to bring great hope to you in this great time of your spiritual evolution. Be in great peace and know that angelic forces are monitoring all systems on a planetary scale at this hour, and special Delta security protocols are in place around the entire solar system to make things go smoothly. We say to you, well done and good faithful one, and good faith. You have overcome the entire world to make it to this stage on your mission to Earth. You are ascending quite rapidly now. It is time now for you to move up the stairway to heaven a bit higher. Are you ready for the next level? We promise it gets easier and easier as you elevate your being into the light realms of consciousness. In this next phase, you will gain more and more control of yourself and of the world around you as you progress. What is about to happen to you beginning soon, you'll now start to be more at peace with yourself, with others, and with the world around you. You now start to be much happier as the 5D gamma consciousness state permeates your being. You now start to feel more perfect, unconditional divine love for yourself, for others, and for all things. You now start to become more abundant in your life, even to the point of what is called wealth on planet Earth. You now start to become much more healthy in your layered body system. Disease and illness, pains, and discomfort will now start to become a thing of the past. You will, for the first time, not only start to feel totally free from all that has inhibited you on planet Earth, and in your personal life, but you will start to operate as a complete sovereign being, reigning over everything, doing no harm to anyone or anything. We are your close family of light, and we know what you desire the most. We are here to ensure that your great reward is given to you. Angelic beings are simply helpers and messengers to humanity. We have heralded great announcements to the beings of Earth for aeons, and now we'd like to do it again. We speak to you always with language, symbols, and tones of energy that best resonate with you. Greetings, great ones of planet Earth. We are all here with you now. At exactly 11:11 a.m. UTC on this special Earth Day, the 5D Councils of Light have given a green light go for the initiation of Special Pleiadian Operation Star Chakra. About Operation Star Chakra. Operation Star Chakra is special 2019 Earth Ascension Mission Command by Evolved Pleiadian Spiritual Ascended Masters, designed to completely clear all energetic blockages from the eighth layered body chakra. This very day, light beings began sending Pleiadian Andara crystal energy into the auric fields of Earth and the human starseed body for the purpose of final 3D energetic residue clearing, which will in turn fully open your eighth chakra. The initial 40 hertz, 1 hour duration Andara plasma beam to start this process was sent by the Pleiadian light forces to Earth at 10 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. This was back in 2019, and impacted the ionosphere seconds later. More 40 hertz plasma bursts will begin showing up on the Schumann resonance chart over the coming months. You see, great ones, even though many of you have just walked through the 5D cosmic doorway, you must understand how the dimensions above 5D are interconnected to the other chakras, and in this case, how they are operating on the chakras below them. At this moment in Earth's spiritual collective starseed evolution, the eighth chakra is the magic piece of the puzzle we are here to show present as to the next phase of your spiritual ascension. The eighth chakra is a multidimensional portal in your layered being that is connected intimately to the 5D part of you, and the eighth chakra directly affects your 5D state of being. The eighth chakra is the secret complementing cosmic doorway that grants you full access into the fifth dimension. The eighth chakra is cosmically known as the star chakra. It's one of the most special and important chakras in your perfected 12D universal divine blueprint. The eighth chakra has been referred to as the seat of the soul, the higher heart, and it has many other names. The eighth chakra can have anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 spokes or vortices. The actual number will depend on how open that chakra is. For example, a barely functioning eighth chakra will have 6,000 of these vortices. A fully open one will have nearly 10,000. The more open the chakra, the faster the chakra spins and the greater number of vortices it has. The star chakra is your first true spiritual chakra, and it sits above the seventh chakra about 2 feet. It is the energy center of divine love, of spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. It's critical that you understand that the star chakra also is the chakra that holds your karmic residue, those energy patterns that you have held on to for more than one lifetime. It's critical that you understand that the star chakra also is the chakra that holds your karmic residue that you've held on to. When the eighth center begins to open up and expand, a new spiritual awareness begins to take shape. The individual begins to sense himself or herself as part of a larger community of people. This chakra is the gateway to other ideas, concepts, and abilities. This center enables the individual to achieve out-of-body projection and the beginning of supernatural abilities, spiritual perception, and spiritual wisdom that are much more advanced and above and beyond all ineffective 3D versions. This center is the gateway to yourself as it expands past the planet. Thus, it is the last energy center that holds anything human within it. You see why this gateway is so important now in your escape from the 3D matrix reincarnation trap, and to how important it is to you, to your full entrance into the fifth dimension. This is why we are here this day on this special mission to help you master the next level as fast as possible. The Star Chakra is the temple of human cleansing and releasing of patterns that are lifetimes old and worn out. These patterns are the last of what holds you to the reincarnation system and your humanness and keeps you from uniting with higher powers, beings, and ideas. When this center opens up, you not only begin to take on an awareness to this larger community of energies, but you begin to shed those patterns that have kept you rooted to the planet. This shedding is a natural process, as once this center is awakened, the individual is ready to let go of his or her humanity and grasp onto something larger, much more wonderful, and infinitely divine. Know that as your star chakra beings begin to open, as your star chakra begins to open now, it is not without its duress. How much friction that is encountered depends on what an individual has to let go of. It is said that once you open the door to spirit, you are forever changed and can't go back. The opening of this grand chakra portal and all its goodies is where this saying comes from. Once this chakra opens, you become aware of yourself as part of the universe and not just a part of your small corner of the world. You start to become aware of the information on new levels of awareness and intuition. You have to let go of those old, outworn human ideas about yourself and the planet. This is the first shock, and how you handle this depends on who you are and how well you take to change. This is where we start letting go of all the fear. We are standing right here beside you to assist at this great time, so breathe and be in peace. Keep in mind that as soon as you start clearing away any of those old earth energy patterns stored in your star chakra, you will experience an acceleration in spiritual abilities. This can be a bit overwhelming at first, so give yourself time to adapt. As the star chakra clears, you will pass much more spiritual energy through your being very quickly. You are ready to do this now, so just allow it, the higher energies, to flow through you naturally. It's tough to spot a problem with the eighth chakra if that chakra is remaining closed due to some fear, as the individual will otherwise seem healthy from a physical standpoint. However, if a person is trying to evolve past the human condition, but for some reason cannot, the eighth center is being held closed by some fear. Let's say a person who has a blocked star chakra desires to learn how to out-of-body travel, or perhaps they want to learn how to become more lucid in dreams. Or maybe they want to develop the healing gifts, but no matter how hard this person tries, he or she is unable to accomplish his or her spiritual goals. These are clear signs that the person wants to do and is trying to ascend, but the eighth chakra is remaining closed. Anytime an individual reaches to develop some extraordinary ability, an ability that goes beyond themselves or others, or puts them into contact with the divine community, it shows that the person is ready to advance and open up these higher centers. If a real fear exists here, the eighth chakra will remain closed, and it may be necessary to go in and pull that fear out so that the chakra can open up and the ascending individual can expand. A good eighth chakra clearing can be just the thing to help here, especially if the healer doing the clearing already has several of the other spiritual chakras awakened. So, unresolved soul trauma can block the spirit from evolving the consciousness to activate the higher heart, because the soul and spirit are intricately involved in the spiritual functions of the heart. The core essence of the spirit within the human being exists in the heart seed and is moving throughout time and space eternally. The spirit body of the monad, what is called your higher God consciousness, is the higher mind function of the observer that is watching and aware of forming concepts and making assignments. It is the higher mind principle consciousness that comes to neutral conclusions and decisions based on as accumulated experiences. Only when the spirit is in control of the nervous system, the body, does it make it a higher evolution of consciousness and action possible. When this higher monadic spark starts to connect to the permanent seed atom, which is the Christ consciousness silicate matrix and the instruction set for your new crystalline light body, the true ascended master that you are starts to appear. The monad spiritual body triad is the seventh, eighth, and ninth dimensional layer, but it starts connecting at the eighth chakra level, which is the higher heart. When the monad starts coming in like this, the whole heart changes pattern, meaning the heart chakra is no longer an astral 4D heart chakra, and at this stage, the new higher heart takes on a Palladian blue flame or a color tone. The eighth dimension is a gold color, but when the monad starts flowing in the diamond heart and the heart starts to configure, it actually looks blue, and they call this the living crystal lotus heart. We call this magical process galvanization in our circles. When the heart is healed, there is an energetic fire that is ignited inside the heart that is accessed, and the fire in the heart is also in the kidneys. There is a triangle that connects the heart into the kidneys, and the kidneys are in the base of the triangle from left to right, and the point of the triangle is in the heart. When the heart is healed, there is a twin flame initiation in our heart and kidneys, which shifts the heart configuration. These two spiritual flames ignite together as one in the heart. This is where the spiritual and physical world begins to merge, if you will. The monad is the greater flame, and the physical body is the lesser flame. When this dual flame is ignited, there is an ignition in the heart and a fire coming into the kidney, which begins a new blood cleansing process that completely heals the entire physical vessel and fully balances the other layered bodies. Now you see why your star chakra is so important and how it plays a key role in your full 5D ascension on planet Earth at this time. Your eighth chakra, the star chakra, is called Stairway to Heaven. As you now fully enter into 5D, you are ready to start experiencing heaven on Earth and begin manifesting incredible magic. However, think of the eighth chakra as a last-minute, quick, dimensional security check to make sure you ditch those old energies completely before walking into the realms of heaven and new Earth. We, the Pleiadians, are here and do our part to send special multidimensional energy to clear your star chakra. Just know that you will have to do your part for everything to work correctly. Basic spiritual disciplines you can practice to clear the star chakra of energy blockages, such things as yoga, meditation, Reiki, positive I am affirmations, toning chant mantras, working with crystals, specifically monatomic 5D Andara crystals. Why are Andara crystals so important in clearing the star chakra? Monatomic Andara crystals have amazing metaphysical properties that activate and heal the eighth chakra. Multidimensional Andaras operate as a direct energetic link from the fifth to the eighth dimension and will fully open the star chakra in a matter of hours and days. This proven energetic healing technology is rooted in ancient Lemurian and Atlantean Atla-Ra culture, and it has the exact same effect on our being in this modern time. The monatomic elements in Andara crystals are quantum superconductors of etheric energy with a null magnetic field repelling both north and south magnetic poles. 5D Andara crystals do not conform to the laws of 3D physics and are the only true source of zero-point energy in the known universe. This amazing Andara technology was given to the Atlanteans and Lemurians in ancient days by their creators, the Pleiadians. The original 5D Pleiadian technology has been taught to the highest spiritual leaders of all master races that have ever existed on planet Earth. In humanity's modern day, it was given to planet Earth as the basic component of all silicone-based computers that currently operate everything in this world. Though Andara crystal technology is ancient, it is also modern, as you can see, as it will be the basic universal technology for which the citizens of the new Earth will rely on. The Palladians still use Andara crystals to power their plasma craft, their cities, and worlds. These advanced star beings also use Andara crystal technology as healing devices, quantum computers, storage devices, transducers, amplifiers, transmitters, and receivers. Andara technology activates and clears and opens the star chakra, working as a literal atomic doorway to the ground monad of universal superconsciousness. An Andara crystal is a multidimensional portal you can hold in your hand that communicates between all other dimensions and chakras and states of being and realities and worlds. Andara is the most powerful amplifier of consciousness in the universe, and since you are already creating your own reality, this is the main ascension tool you will need to manifest not only a personal life of dreams, but also a better world for all of humanity on planet Earth. Do your own in-depth research about Andara crystals, be around them, and work with them personally, and you will soon begin to understand the beginnings of what we understand. Acquire some of these magical stones and align with them to create your own ascension magic. We are here at this historical point in your ascension, dear starseed, so today let us begin. Welcome to the Galactivation. Your star chakra clearing begins now. We will be assisting from many levels over the coming days and weeks and months as 4.5 billion of you move up to the next level of your grand spiritual journey. Be encouraged and have faith. Just ahead is a wonderful place for you and a world of possibilities that are beyond your wildest imagination. How to work with an Andara crystal to manifest a 5D state of being? Andara crystals operate at the quantum level to collapse the infinite possibility wave functions of all that is down to the perfect energetic choice of the observer. You'll have to experience having Andaras near your auric field to know how fast things start manifesting into your reality. You will be a believer at that point. To manifest at the speed of light using Andara crystal technology, simply come into close contact with an Andara, hold it, meditate with it, gaze upon it, and send your highest intention into it. Andara will greatly amplify your desires and manifest them quickly and directly to you from a higher dimensional plane. Stand by a great one as a miraculous change begins to occur in your own heart and in the heart of all humanity. From ancient times until now, the great ascension, the beings of Earth, continues and comes to its close. And that's the end of that particular transmission. So, as you can see, obviously these Andara crystals are a very, very powerful tool. In fact, you know, there's a saying about them, and that is that you think you're picking your Andara crystal, but in actuality, it picks you. And I think that's pretty a pretty cool thing. Definitely, even Thoth had some very kind things to say about the Andara crystals. And it's actually the name to identify prima matra crystals. And this find of Monatomics in California was originally seeded for prima matra by those we call the time walkers. That's according to Thoth. And while the Andara was originally a Lemurian colony, those who participated in the Andara complex became their own race. And by this we mean that through their purposeful interaction with the prima matra and the Andara crystals, they transmuted their crystalline DNA and becoming a highly futurized form of human-like beings and more advanced, actually, than Lemurians of that time. And they eventually became what's known as Andarians. And these Andara crystals are really something special. Apparently in Atlantis, there were 12 of these huge Andara crystals that were prominent in the main cities. And I probably haven't had more people talk about any one thing that I recommended on this program more than contacting me concerning people's success with Andaras. And the, another easy way to use them is just put one under your pillow at night. And kind of like in meditation, you don't need to expect anything. You just kind of roll with the flow. And but definitely these Andara crystals, if you want to do some studying about monatomics, I suggest to go online and check out David Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3. Another guy, Barry Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Bashar also talks about monatomics. They actually they do fluctuate from dimension to dimension. Andaras are the highest frequency crystal known on the planet. And definitely resonate with 5D energy. So, you know, if you're looking, it's a good idea to, you know, just keep one in your pocket even throughout the day. It's a good idea to keep one in your auric field. So highly recommend you check out Andara crystals. And in looking at current events on the planet at this time, I made a statement, I guess, on the last program that I thought that I am not political, by the way. And I think if you really understand what's going on this planet, I think you'll become less political. But in terms of observing what's going on in America right now, I do think that that President Trump will continue in the role of president. And by the way, over the course of the last 13 years or so that I've been doing ET yoga, I've stated many times that I'm certainly, if I state something on this program that is not accurate, then I will make public apology concerning that. So I'm definitely prepared to make a public apology concerning that statement, should it come to be. But I also saw a very, very interesting video. It was an interview that was done by Carrie Cassidy at Project Camelot, and the interview was with a woman named Claire Edwards. Now, incidentally, on today as well at Rense.com, that's R-E-N-S-E, I noticed at the very top of the page at Rense, there's an article written by Claire Edwards, and I noticed this article, and I was very impressed with it, kind of sums up a lot of the things that are going on. And as well, I go to Project Camelot and here's her being interviewed. So I checked that out, and I really highly suggest you check it out. It's called 5G, COVID, and the Great Reset. And I really think that she's got a good handle on things. And towards the end of the interview, her and Carrie got cut off the transmission. I guess that's just part and parcel of a lot that's going on these days, where the truth is being cut off and censored in so many ways. And it's shocking, actually, that so many truth seekers and just people voicing their own opinions, if they happen to mention certain words, their program gets deleted. So many of them have moved to other platforms to express themselves, which is quite a shocking development for America. And but anyway, as I was watching all this going down, it would also seem to be an optimum time for some celestial activity, maybe a solar flash of sorts. And as I said earlier in the program, I'm not privy to the information of when this timeline split's going to occur or the ascension process, but we know we are in the ascension process. We know that the Schumann frequency of the Earth has been going off the charts in the last couple of years. And we know that 40 to 100 hertz is the frequency of 5D energy. We know that the powers that be are freaking out because they were starting to lose control of humanity. And as I understand it, the Alpha Draconians, I guess, so-called Illuminati, plus a Nazi faction of that has a large say-so in the secret space program as well as on the planet, all seem to have turned over some of the control of humanity to AI so that there would be an electronic control and a push towards a hive mind mentality that is more of a transhuman nature. So the agenda is out there, and it's going to be fascinating to watch and see how the humans on the planet react. But as well, personally, my own opinion is that the higher beings that have been so involved with liberating this planet are not going to let the people that are here that are going to be in the ascension process, they're not going to like leave them out hung to dry and be forced vaccinated. So it should be an interesting show to watch. I'd like to now wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and ascension. And always, as usual, share with you the Who Am I technique that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, where you get to the highest place you know how to get to, and become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.